The title for this conference is The Sacraments in General. Viktor Frankl, in his very popular book, Man's Search for Meaning, emphasizes that every human being is searching for some ultimate meaning to life. Our quest is for something that will fulfill the infinite longings of our nature. This is, of course, what St. Augustine comprehended 1,500 years ago when he wrote, "Our hearts were made for thee, O Lord, and they shall not rest until they rest in thee." We might define religion as humanity's search for God. Amazingly, the Bible tells us that God is also in search for us. We can think of the incarnation of God in the person of Jesus as the high point of God's search for us. St. John tells us that God is love, and therefore God needs someone to love, and in this sense, God needs us. God is not satisfied to be alone in heaven, but has come to earth to reach us. Love is never satisfied until it has poured itself out upon others. It is constantly seeking to do good for others. The love of God is made manifest in Jesus Christ, the God-man, who came upon earth in order to make God visible, tangible, and audible to us. St. John beautifully describes this in the opening verses of his first epistle. "This is what we proclaim to you, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon and our hands have touched. We speak of the word of life. This life became visible, and we have seen and bear witness to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life that was present to the Father and has become visible to us." As Christians, we believe that the incarnation of God on earth did not end with the death of Jesus. We believe that God in the risen Lord is constantly present wherever two or three are gathered in his name. We believe that the church, the community of believers in Jesus Christ, is the place where God comes to us in the person of the risen Christ, and where we can meet God in the world today. Putting it another way, the church is the extension of the incarnation of Jesus Christ on earth today. In the life and liturgy of the church, there are certain peak moments when we can especially experience God's presence, God's life, God's love, God's grace. We call these peak moments sacraments. The divine life and divine love which God wishes to share with us can be shared in three different ways: through a personal faith experience where we come to realize God's presence, God's love, God's power in our life, or through a community faith experience, where several of us together experience this, or thirdly, through these sacramental faith experiences. God dwells in a transcendent dimension of reality. We mortals on earth have no direct way to make contact with him. Our eyes were made to see only created objects. We have no direct optical sight of the infinite uncreated reality of God. Our ears can only hear and understand human language. We are unable to understand directly the communication that exists between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Our hands can touch and feel only earthly realities. The transcendent reality of God dwells at a level beyond human senses and human intelligence. Therefore, if God had not chosen to stoop down to our level of reality and make contact with us by means of earthly signs, by means of sensible ways that we can hear or see or touch, it would have been impossible otherwise for us to have any direct knowledge of God. Our Christian faith tells us that God has indeed come down to our level of reality, that he has made use of human signs, words, and symbols to tell us something about himself and the kind of relationship he wants to have with us and wants us to have with him. We call these sacred signs and symbols sacraments. For the past 800 years, the Catholic Church has emphasized 7 such symbols: baptism, confirmation, penance, Eucharist, matrimony, orders, and anointing of the sick. However, sacraments are not limited to these 7 particular sacred symbols. The whole of God's creation is sacramental, that is, filled with the presence of God, revealing to us something of God's nature, God's life, God's love, God's beauty, and God's will in our regard. For those who take time to reflect, and for those who believe, God's presence is everywhere. God's love and friendship meets us at every step of our journey through life, from birth to death. In fact, God's presence among us is so extensive that there is danger that we will lose sight of it. It becomes so commonplace that we take it too much for granted. So we need to take time to reflect upon the sacramentality of God's creation. There are certain experiences in life when we especially feel and know the presence of God. We might call these experiences as the sacraments of God's grace, but in this instance we spell the word sacrament with a small s. When we capitalize the word sacrament, we are thinking then of those 7 official sacraments of the Church, such as baptism, confirmation, penance, Eucharist, and so on. They are sacraments with the big S. But there are so many more sacraments present to us, opportunities to make contact with God and God's life, that we can think of them as the sacraments with the small S. Those sacred moments when we experience God's love and God's friendship. Some of these experiences would be the birth of a baby. Any woman that has been fully conscious when she gives birth to a child has a transcendental experience of the presence of God and God's life and God's love at that moment. any deep experience of love, or of life, or of beauty, is a sacramental experience. A beautiful sunrise or a sunset, a beautiful ocean or mountain, a beautiful piece of music, a placid mountain lake, a snow-covered peak, any beautiful person that we happen to meet. These are all examples of sacraments with the small s. Any of these or all of these, along with the seven sacraments of the church, can and should be sources of grace and blessing to those who are open to the divine presence hidden behind these natural signs and symbols. In that sense, the whole world is a sacrament which speaks to us about God's love and God's life. The whole of creation is filled with God, and faith on our part is the key which will unlock these sources of grace for us. Before we talk about some of these sacraments with the small s and how we can make use of them in order to make contact with God, in order to allow God's grace and God's life to overflow into us, let us talk a little bit about just what do we mean by a sacrament. Because there are various ways of looking at what we mean by sacrament. First of all, the sacrament is not a thing. This is a mistake that has been made in the Catholic Church in the past, that we thought of grace as a thing that you could put in a bottle, for example, so that you would go to the sacrament to get a quart of grace, if you wish to think of it in that sense. No, sacraments are actions. Sacraments are experiences by which God makes contact with us and we make contact with Him through some external sensible sign. They are personal meetings with the risen Christ who is always present in the faith community, the church. In that sense, a sacrament is any outward earthly sign created by God as a source of blessing and grace for us. And so the sun, that is such a source of grace and blessing for us, that rises each morning, is an outward earthly sign created by God as a source of blessing and grace, and therefore is a sacrament. In my own life, I live on the side of a mountain in Nelson County, and I'm just 20 minutes walk from the top of the mountain. My house faces the west, so in order to see the sunrise, I have to walk to the top of the mountain. It is my experience that every day that I am staying at my home in Afton, that I make a point of getting up before sunrise, regardless of the time of the year, spring, summer, fall, or winter. And I am always up there at the top of the mountain, waiting for the sunrise. And as I wait there, it becomes a tremendous moment of grace. I think that it is just a little bit of a similar experience to what a woman experiences when she brings forth new life into the world, the birth of a baby. Because when the sun comes up over the mountains to the east, I become aware that God still loves me, that God is still concerned about me, that God has given me this gift of a new day, this gift of the sun, this gift of light And of course, this gift of sight in order to be able to experience the sun. And it makes my day, my whole day has something of God's presence, God's gift, God's love, and God's life as a result of my experience up there on top of the mountain each morning. To me, that is a real sacrament, a real sacramental experience of God's life and God's love. The sacrament then is a meeting place on earth between God and ourselves. It's anything, any place, any situation where we have an opportunity of meeting God, of being aware of His presence. In the life of Pope Pius XII, a man that was very austere, very holy, but also a man that had a great appreciation of culture and especially classical music. It is interesting to note that in the story of his last hours before he died, after he had received the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, he made one dying request. He asked that they would put on a record of the third movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. This is how he wanted to die, listening to that heavenly music that Beethoven composed when he was already stone deaf. In other words, Beethoven never heard the Ninth Symphony, because he was already deaf when he wrote it. And yet it is, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful pieces of music ever composed. It is indeed a heavenly piece of music. And so, listening to that third movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony was a sacramental experience for Pius XII, and was the particular way by which he wanted to meet God at the moment of death. Isn't that beautiful? And when we listen, whether it be to this third movement of Beethoven's Ninth or any other very beautiful piece of music, this can indeed be a sacramental experience, a meeting place on earth between God and ourselves. Sacraments are calls from God to become united in love and in blessing with Him. And therefore, whenever something of this world reaches out to us and calls us and challenges us to a deeper union with God, that indeed is a sacrament. In that sense, we can think of the Bible as a sacrament. In fact, I try to show as much reverence for the Bible as I do for the Eucharist. I firmly believe that Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, the risen Christ, is really and truly present under the appearances of bread and wine in the Eucharist. That is something I firmly believe in. But I also believe just as firmly that God is present. In a special way, we can think of it as the Holy Spirit is present to me in that series of books. Actually, there are 72 different books that compose our Christian Bible. That this is the Word of God, that this is the inspired Word of God, and that God is therefore present in a very real way in the Scriptures. And for that reason, I try to show, as I say, something of the same reverence for the Bible text as I do for the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist. One of the ways I have of doing that is that When I'm carrying a Bible with several other books, I always put the Bible on top. And the same is true in my bookcase or on my table or on my desk. If the Bible happens to be there among other books and papers, I always make sure that the Bible is on top. My reason for that is because I see this as God's presence, as a sacrament. And this is my way of reminding myself that I am dealing here with a sacred sign, a sacred symbol of God's presence among us. I never use the Bible, for example, when I'm attending a lecture or workshop, as a support for me to write notes on. That, again, to me, would be a lack of reverence for this sacramental scripture. Now, my Bible is filled with notes itself on the pages of the Psalms and the Gospels and the other parts of the Bible. I have no hesitation writing different colored ink the different notes that I want there, because the Bible, in that sense, is a workbook by which I make contact with God and God makes contact with me. And in no way do I see that as lacking in reverence. But this would give you an example of something of the sacredness that we should show to anything or any person in this world that becomes a meeting place for God and ourselves. And actually, every human being is a meeting place between God and ourselves. And that is one of the reasons that we should show great reverence and respect for every other human being as well as for ourselves, because each of us is a sacrament of God's presence and God's life and God's love. Each of us can be a sacrament to one another. And of all the persons that have ever lived in the whole history of the world, the one, of course, that is the greatest sacrament of all is Jesus Christ. We speak of him as the Ur, U-R, sacrament. Ur is the German word for source. Jesus Christ is the source of all the other sacraments. Some years ago, the Dominican priest Edward Skillebeck wrote a very beautiful and a very powerful book entitled Christ, the Sacrament of the Encounter with God. This whole book shows us how Jesus Christ is a sacrament to any of us that is willing to take the time to be open to him. The sacraments are the human events of our life on earth, whereby God enters into the deepest possible union with us, and we become one with him, united in life and love with God. A sacrament, therefore, is any experience that incorporates us, adopts us, takes us up into God's inner family circle. The sacraments are for us today what the events in the life of Jesus were for the people of his time. Through the various teachings and actions of Jesus 2,000 years ago, the people in Galilee were able to become united with God. And so, today, through the many different sacraments, either with the capital S or the small s, we today have the same experience, because God, through Jesus Christ, tells us that he will never leave us orphaned, that he will always be with us. There are actually three dimensions to every sacrament. They are signs of the past experience of God's power. They are future promise of the glories of heaven, and they are a present communion with God's kingdom here upon earth. In other words, they are sensible signs of the kingdom of God upon earth today. And it is this present dimension of sacrament that we are especially interested in. The concept of sacrament, therefore, is exceedingly rich. There's no one definition that can do justice to it. They are extensions of God's power to heal, to help, to save, to forgive us. They are enlargements of the incarnation of God manifested in Jesus of Nazareth. They are celebrations of God's presence on earth today, of God's love and friendship for us, and our love and friendship for Him. They are celebrations of God's past graces and of His future promises. They are renewals of our covenant relationship with Christ and with God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If we try to live a good Christian life ourselves, then each one of us becomes a sacrament to every person that we meet. People are able to reach out and touch the hem of Christ's garment through us, through our presence, just as truly as, for example, the woman in Mark's Gospel who reached out and touched the hem of Christ's garment in the crowd and immediately experienced the healing of her hemorrhaging of blood. If we are so filled with God's life, if we try to carry out the gospel teachings of Jesus, then our very presence will enable people, when they come in contact with us, to experience healing, to experience peace, to experience something of God's love and God's life. In order to understand what we mean by sacrament, we need to understand the meaning of symbol. A symbol means the expression in either human language, human gestures, or human actions of a transcendental reality, and a particularly an expression in human form of God's presence, God's power, God's love, God's life. Carl Jung once described a symbol as an attempt to express the inexpressible. And so when we are dealing with God's life and God's love, we are dealing with a tremendous mystery, with something that can never be adequately or totally expressed. But through sacraments, through symbols, we are able, as best we can here upon earth, to make contact with that mystery. In fact, in the Greek, the word for sacrament is mysterion, mystery. They want to express this fact that when we are dealing with a sacrament, we are dealing with something that is so great, so tremendous, that we can never fully understand it, never fully express it. A mystery is a reality beyond our human experience, beyond our human language to express it. However, a mystery must not be thought of as you would a brick wall that you cannot penetrate. We can think of a mystery as a bottomless well of truth and beauty and love and life that you can never exhaust. You can keep going deeper and deeper and drawing those refreshing waters from the depths of that well, but you never exhaust it. And this is why we need to take time, such as we do here in this Curcio weekend, to reflect upon the sacramentality of the world and of all creation, so that we can more deeply penetrate into the mystery of God, into the mystery of these sacramental presences of God. Each sacramental experience calls us to tear ourselves away from this mere earthly dimension of reality, calls us to go beyond ourselves, to reach up, and to make contact with that transcendental level of reality where God exists and where we are meant to live primarily, where we are going to live for all eternity. That level of life that is called grace life. Through these sacramental experiences, God makes available to us the power, the grace, the help to lift ourselves up and to become a part of this transcendental level of reality. Therefore, sacraments lure us out of our self-centeredness. They draw us out of ourselves. They enable us to enlarge our horizon of life and to reproduce in our life something of the same experience that Jesus Christ had when he was upon earth. Because we are bodily persons, because we are a part of this earth, we need sensible reality to convey to us the non-sensible. A sacrament to be meaningful requires an action on the part both of God and ourselves. God must make a deliberate choice of a particular event, a particular person or situation or thing to invest that earthly reality with something of his life and love. On our part, through faith, we must make the effort to invest that symbol that God has used with religious meaning, which will be considerably greater than what it has naturally. And it's only when these two meet, our faith and God's grace, that we have that beautiful experience we call sacrament. So we can say that the sacraments are those moments in our life when we experience Jesus Christ reaching out to touch our lives and to enter into a deeper and more intimate relationship with him. They are the ways and the moments by which God touches our lives and divinizes them. The sacraments are supposed to be moving experiences, a peak experience where we feel lifted up. We, in a sense, go out of ourselves and become a part of God. The key to the effectiveness of the sacraments is the same key as to the effectiveness of Jesus of Nazareth in the Gospels. We're told, for example, that when he returned to Nazareth, his hometown, he could not work any miracles there because of their lack of faith. As he said on one occasion, all things are possible to those who believe. And therefore, faith is the essential key on our part. If we want to experience this presence of God in the whole of creation. What do we mean by faith? It is to believe that God can do great and extraordinary things even today on earth, just as he did in the life of Jesus. It is to have the trust and confidence that he will indeed do great things in my life, if I will simply be open and allow them to happen. It is also the desire and the willingness to love God and do His will with the same intensity that God loves us. So there is a price to pay for the fruitful reception of any of the sacraments, and it is summed up in that word faith. Sacraments, therefore, are effective only when we complete the circle of love and make a return of love and life to God as He has so generously shared His life and love with us. If we take the sacraments seriously and give it every bit of faith and love that we can, then they will be the events whereby God enters into the deepest possible union with us and we become one with God. The seven official sacraments of the Catholic Church, the sacraments that we spell with the capital S, may be seen as celebrations of an experience of God which has already occurred. Life in Christ is clearly a process of growth. And the process of growth in God and union with God begins long before the sacramental rites of baptism or confirmation or Eucharist or whatever else, long before they are celebrated. Ordinarily, God does not wait until the actual moment of the conferral of one of these official sacraments of the Church to come to us and make His presence felt in our lives. God is constantly waiting to enter our hearts. Each time we open our heart in love to Him, His grace is immediately present and is at work transforming our lives into Christ's likeness. Once we realize and believe this, then we will want to celebrate this great event of God's grace. And in a real sense, that is what those seven official sacraments of the Church are. They are celebrations of the total event of God's grace, God's life, and God's love. And in the process of celebrating this tremendous event of the Incarnation, of God coming down and uniting Himself with us and lifting us up to share in His life, in the very process, in the very celebration of this event, we experience a new union with God, a deeper and more intimate relationship with Him. The official definition of the seven sacraments, as we have it, for example, in the Baltimore Catechism, is that the sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. I think perhaps the word symbol would be a better term than sign. But let's stick just to that word sign. The signs that are used in the seven sacraments are usually very simple, and they consist of both thing, and as well as words, and some kind of an action. For example, the washing of the body with water and the words, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." Or the anointing of oil on the forehead and again the words, "I anoint you," or "I confirm you." Or the eating of a bit of bread and the drinking of a sip of wine. "This is my body, this is my blood." We believe it's through a combination of the words and action and the outward sign, along with the faith of the Church, the faith of the minister, the faith of the congregation, and in a very special way, the faith of the recipient, that these very simple signs suddenly become a source of grace, a means of lifting us up and uniting us with the life and love of God. If we take a look at the seven official sacraments, we see that they are meant to give a deeper dimension of reality to all of the important events of our earthly life. For example, birth is a very important event, and we have a sacrament of baptism to celebrate that. Adulthood is a very important event. We have the sacrament of confirmation to celebrate that. Sickness and death are very important events. There's a sacrament of anointing of the sick to celebrate that. Marriage, where a husband and wife commit themselves to live together until death do us part, is certainly a very important event. And so we have a sacrament to celebrate this. Reconciliation, when a person has become alienated from God by sin, is again one of those very key important events in our earthly life. We have a sacrament of penance to celebrate this. Eating and drinking is a very important event. We spend hours every day preparing for this and eating and cleaning up afterwards. We have a sacrament to celebrate this in the Eucharist. Setting aside certain members of the community to be the official celebrants of the liturgy, of the sacraments, and to be the administrators of these graces, again, is a very important event, and so we have the sacrament of orders to celebrate this. The official definition of sacrament is outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. Before the advent of modern biblical and historical research, we had thought that Jesus of Nazareth had personally established each of the seven sacraments. However, modern critical and historical research has pretty definitely established that Jesus of Nazareth, during his public ministry, did not actually establish any of the sacraments as such. Rather, they resulted from a gradual development of understanding of sacramentality on the part of the early church, the early Christian community. Now, we believe that the risen Lord was present in that early Christian community as he is today in the church. And so we can therefore honestly say that Jesus did establish each of the sacraments, if thereby we mean the risen Christ acting through the church community. Every sacrament is centered in the person of Jesus. They are the ways for us today to meet Jesus Christ on our journey of faith. They are the church in action. They are the risen Lord living in the church, working out the kingdom of God through us. They are the outward signs by which God shares his life and love with us, and by which we share our life and love with him. This is the end of the conference on sacraments in general.